Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
To cool like the head on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. I'm one of your hosts, Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Carbutt.
Thank you for tuning in tonight. We're going to let you sit in with some tunes real early.
Love no one but to me. Say sweet things to me. When the light
bag of bones, drunk and tender. Why don't you want to stay here, suspended in the dead arms of a year that has ended?
Hello, hello, this is WMFO Medford, cool like the head. This is Bobby talking.
This is Jonathan.
Yeah. Alright, we got a little movie review segment coming for you. Now, this is kind of a unpopular movie genre, but I believe it's a movie that's popular in its genre, Hostel. Produced by Quentin Tarantino. Who's that directed by, Jonathan?
Eli Roth, I think.
Eli Roth. He's the bear Jew in Inglourious Bastards.
Dude, smashing dudes' heads in with a baseball bat.
Yeah. That guy. Knock him out of the park.
Oh, what down the motherfucking Lansdowne Street.
Kraut wants to die for his country. All right. So, Hostel. Now, I would say this is a mix between rom-com and like a Saw-esque Hostel. Jonathan, oh. Hostel.
Oh, yeah. Actually, just saw part two the other night. It was good. It was good.
Yeah.
The torture scenes got like ramped up, you know. They were.
And the character development was really much more forefront, you know. You felt very connected to those characters.
It was one of the few horror movies that I've seen recently where it was kind of like, this sequel is better than the original movie, I think. I was like, it was more kind of well thought. The first one was just, it was insanely violent. It was like shocking kind of movie, but it wasn't exactly well put together.
I found myself screaming at the screen a lot.
The second one wasn't so much as that, but it was a lot more just kind of like, oh, oh.
All right, Jonathan, throw it away.
All right, we gotta throw it away from Abby Lincoln. The hands on.
I think about the life I live. A figure made of clay, and think about the things I lost, the things I gave away. And when I'm in a certain mood, I search the halls and look. One night I found you.
in a magic book. Throw it away, throw it away. Give your life, give your love each and every day, and keep your hand wide open. Shine through, 'cause you can never lose a thing if it belongs to you. There's a hand that rocks the cradle, and a hand to help us stand with the gentle kind emotion as it moves across the land, and the hands unclenched and open, gifts of life and love it brings. So keep your hand wide open if you need anything. Give your love, live your life each and every day, and keep your hand wide open. Let the sun shine through, 'cause you can never lose a thing if it belongs. What we own and claim, possessing and belonging to, acknowledging a name. So keep your hand wide open if you're needing love today, 'cause you can't lose it even if you throw it all.
Sai um pouquinho desse seu lito ninho, que eu tenho um carinho para lhe fazer. Pinheiros do Paraná, que bom tê-los como areia no mar. Mangas do Pará, pitombeiras da Borborema, Ema gemeu no tronco do Jurema. Cacique perdeu, mas lutou que eu vi. Jari não é Deus, mas acham que sim. Que fim levou amor, plantei um pé de fulô, deu capim. Capim do vale, vara de goiabeira, na beira do rio, para me benzer. Mãe d'água, sai um pouquinho desse seu lito ninho, que eu tenho um carinho para lhe fazer, yeah, yeah. Capim do vale, vara de goiabeira, na beira do rio, para me benzer. Mãe d'água, sai um pouquinho desse seu lito ninho, que eu tenho um carinho para lhe fazer. Pinheiros do Paraná, que bom tê-los com
gemendo o tronco do Jurema. Cacique perdeu, mas lutou que eu vi. Jari não é Deus, mas acham que sim. Que fim levou o amor? Plantei um pé de flor, deu capim. Na beira do rio paro para me benzer. Mãe d'água, sai um pouquinho desse seu leito ninho, que eu tenho um carinho para lhe fazer. Capim do vale, vara de goiabeira. Na beira do rio paro para me benzer. Mãe d'água, sai um pouquinho desse seu leito ninho, que eu tenho um carinho para lhe fazer. Pinheiros do Paraná, que bom tê-los como areia no mar. Mangas do Pará, Pitombeiras da Borborema, Ema gemeu no tronco do Jurema. Cacique perdeu, mas lutou que eu vi. Jari não é Deus, mas acham que sim. Que fim levou o amor? Plantei um pé de flor, deu capim.
That was Capim by Javan, D-J-A-V-A-N, Capim, C-A-P-I-M, Javan.
The D is silent, yo.
The D is silent.
Okay, so something has come to, has come up, you know, and I'm really, I don't know how I feel about it. There's this soap dispenser in my dorm, where the lid is just open and the dispenser part doesn't work. So what you got to do, you can't push the button and it won't come out. Nothing comes out. So someone like opened the top, and what people have been doing, it's been like this for a long time.
It's been like this since
last
year.
As long as I can remember. Yeah. And I've been living in this building for like 2 years now. And people just dip their hands into...
You got to scoop it out.
Into the container to get the soap out, and I think that's some nasty shit. But Bobby,
okay, what I was telling him was there's no such thing as dirty soap. Soap is clean. Soap kills bacteria. You dip your hand in the soap, you take your hand out, and it's clean. That's how soap works.
I don't know. I think there's something that's kind of grody about just reaching into a soap container that people have been putting their
So maybe there's some bacteria on their hand that ends up in the soap. And the soap, you know, the fat in the soap makes a circle around the bacteria, like a hydrophobic sphere. And then when you wash it off with water, that all just slides right off your hand.
No.
So maybe you take on a little bit of extra bacteria, then when you put it under the water,
some of that bacteria. You're getting some
of that. It kills 99.9% of all bacteria.
I don't know. I'd say based on that logic, I would just keep a giant tub of soap in my house, and I would just keep dipping my hand into it, just endlessly cleaning my hand.
I don't know why you think that's an endless process.
Why wouldn't people just take a little bit of soap out
when you put your hand in there?
If that were the case, if you could just kind of put your hand into soap and it just cleans it and gets rid of all the germs, why wouldn't people reuse soap?
Because you wash it off. It goes down the drain.
Why wouldn't people wash it off into, you know, a recycling system? You know? Why are we getting rid of the water? No.
Because soap isn't some valuable resource that we need to recycle. So or maybe we should be recycling and you should start that.
That's so
non-sanitary.
I feel like you need a new, you need some fresh soap each time. That way you're not getting.
That's why we normally use fresh soap. It's not about, you know, saving money on, you know, cutting the fat on the soap industry.
You're wrong, man. You're I don't know. If you feel like weighing in on the soap discussion, please call in at 617-627-3800. Once again, that's 617-627-3800. I don't know. I'm not into the dipping my hands in soap, but, you know, to each his own.
Yeah, I mean, all I'm saying is there's no such thing as dirty soap. The only way you can make soap dirty was if you shit in it or if you pissed in
the
soap, then I
wouldn't
use it. Okay. Call in 617-627-3800. That's 617-627-FUVU. 617-627-FUVU.
FUVU, motherfuckers.
I slept in the open, down by redwood trees. Yes, last night I slept in the open, just to let my soul free. I don't wanna go back to the city.
Go, no. Going nowhere.
Now all the ladies in the house, all the ladies in the house, all the ladies in the house, let me hear you say out. Say out.
It stands out on the.
Hello, we are back. We got a caller on air. Introduce yourself.
What's up, what's up? My name's Nick.
Just 30 miles.
Nick, you there?
I am.
Oh, okay, I hear you. I hear you. Make sure you speak nice and loud for our listeners out there.
Yeah,
we got them weighing in on the soap discussion. I don't know how I feel about this. What are you thinking, Nick? I don't know.
I'm going to have to side with Bobby on this one.
Thank you.
I mean,
thank you very much.
I know, Jonathan, I know you've like lived around this a lot, and I know you're the best, like the veteran of like dealing with this, but I got to agree with Bobby. I feel like soap makes you clean. Like,
we got some dirty people in this world, man.
Nick is also a resident of our building. He knows this bathroom.
He does not live on this floor. He does not deal with these bathrooms on a daily basis like I do. I like having clean hands. I'm trying to get away from this norovirus.
Bring your own soap. Do you use that soap? Do you still dip your hand and use
it? No. You know what I do? I'm not going to lie. I look for people's hand soap in their little cubbies, and I steal it. Sometimes I'll even use their body wash as hand soap. You know, like I figure that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you leave your stuff out in a cubby, sorry. That shit's getting stolen.
Yeah, prepare for your stuff to get took.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I steal everyone's shit in the kitchen. I use everyone's salt, pepper,
best
spices, pots.
You're the one who keeps.
Yeah, I steal pots and pans, and I don't even clean them after I use them. I'm a bastard.
Wait, are you the one that has a bike lock on it?
Hey, I'm not gonna comment on that.
What was that, Nick?
Yo, or whoever does that.
Nick. Now, can you give us your best scientific explanation for why soap remains sterile?
I just think that, I mean, with, like, the quantity of soap, like, I'm picturing that dispenser as what, like, I don't know, like, 4 inches across, 2 inches, like, wide, something like that. So, I mean, the quantity
like
of
that.
Soap, yeah, the quantity of soap in there, I mean, it has to be enough where it can't be, like, tainted by just, like, people dipping their hands in. Plus, I feel like any residue that comes off people's hands that gets, like, left in there, definitely the bacteria, at least what matters, gets killed by the soap. So, I mean, yeah, after 50, 100... Yeah,
that's bullshit.
You might get some, like, dust particles stuck in the soap, like, on your hand, but, I mean, real talk, you're just going to wash it off anyways.
It's a bathroom. It's a high-germ area. You get people touching their genitals and their buttholes and such,
right in the soap,
and you get
the prime
germ areas going
there
on.
There are fecal particles on everything.
And you get,
there's
you
shit
get
on
everyone
your toothbrush.
Dipping their hand into this same
in the
cesspool
stuff,
of germs.
Shower?
Nah, dude.
Yeah, right? I mean, I don't know.
People are confused.
I'm not an expert, but...
I'm a clean man. I'm a clean man. I can't deal with
that.
Used soap.
I haven't showered in a couple days. I got to be honest. Mm. Listeners got to know. It's just been one of those weeks, man.
Jonathan, the peak of social cleanliness.
All right, I'm gonna give listeners a Bobby Familiar hygiene tip. If you found I actually got two hygiene tips. If you're in a rush and you haven't showered in a bit, sink shower. What you got to do, you pre-soap your hair. That means you put all the, preferably a 2-in-1 shampoo conditioner so that it's quick. You 2 squirts in the hand, get it all in your hair. You put that sink up and you dip your head in, get everything, rinse it off, you're good to go. Tip number 2, if you found that it's been a few days since you showered, wear nicer clothes to offset, you know, the possible stain. That does, you'd be surprised. If you dress like a schlub and you smell like a schlub, then you're definitely a schlub. If you
you're dress a schlub.
You dress like you're number one, but you smell like a schlub. Maybe you're number two.
I don't know. I don't know what I like to do. I like to go into the single bathroom in our dorm, which I know is a rarity. There aren't a lot of those around the Tufts campus. We got one. We got a single bathroom. And there's someone in there who buys Dr. Bronner's 18-in-1.
Yeah,
I love that's more stealing. Like a That's my a prime spot because I steal that person's Dr. Bronner's probably every day. Yeah, I mean,
dude, that's a dick move. Those are like $30 a bottle.
I don't know. Anyway, you know, you gotta. What I found, you know, when you use it for shampoo and it gets in your eyes, that shit is very minty and it hurts my eyes.
Yeah, that is powerful. It makes your naughty parts tingle a little bit too.
No, you gotta do. You gotta hit your butthole with it first. Get that cool feeling going on. Neutralize the sting a little bit. Then take that soap straight from your butthole and use it to wash your hair.
Dr. Bronner's peppermint just makes your whole body. Oof, it's like brushing your teeth for your whole body.
It feels like you are a breath mint, and you know God is just sucking on you. You know, just popping you in his mouth, and just.
It's like you're swimming in a pool of Everclear.
Yeah, you know, you're just getting that. Reminds me of Christmas.
You know, Christmas on my privates. You can
use it as toothpaste.
Have you not had this, Nick?
You can use it in your washing machine as detergent. You can use it to as a bug repellent.
Brush your teeth.
I said that. That was the first one I said.
I'm sorry, man.
Shampoo, body wash, hand soap, wash your dishes, wash your dog, wash your cat.
I don't think that's one of the 18-in-1 uses, but... Those are also uses.
Those are also uses. Like it's more, like I said, it's more than an 18-in-1. All right, Nick, you got a music suggestion for us?
Yeah, I was thinking a song called Candela by the Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah,
it might fit the kind of vibe you guys got going on.
I'm into it.
Here we go. We got Candela from Buena Vista Social Club coming up.
All right, thanks for calling, Nick.
You bet.
Para una gran diversión, de timbalero un ratón. all the lunatics all at once.
With you forever.
With a filtering system of God. With a psychosemantic police, you can't even
yes,
see.
Yes, I love you, Pookie.
How in the fuck can you do anything about it?
Don't let him
We're
take
pure
me.
Intelligence. You're not. You're biological.
Don't let him handle me
cosmological.
With his hot hand.
You're molecular matter. I constructed you.
If
fuck
you can keep me.
I made you up. You didn't make me up. You got it backwards. You know who you are? You're a fucking semantic blockage. That's what made you up. You're a fucking programmer named Christine Gontarek. Fucked up. She sucked my cock. Fell in love, but she was locked in. She's gonna get her second chance to suck my cock again. If she turns me down, she's gonna go straight to hell. She won't pass go. She'll never fucking win. She's the cunt who thought she was God, but that's okay. I don't give a shit. As long as she sucks me off when I tell her. Because she's my zombie. I captured that motherfucker, and she's my cassette. I want that cocksucker to send me at least $50,000. If she can't do it, I'll try 10. If she can't do that, I'll try 5. You got a dowry of $5,000. Come out here and suck me off. Do what I tell you from now on.
Don't let him
you can join me in eternal.
Drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Someday I know he's coming to call me. He's gonna handle me and hold me so. It's going to be like dying, Porgy, when he calls.
X-rated nigga, listen to the shit, cause I am the ill figure. Nobody's getting any bigger than this.
Get it together. Get it together.
Get it. Phone is ringing, oh my god.
Get it together. See what's happening.
Ad rocks down with the Ioni. Listen to the shit, cause
of them is bony. Gotta do it like this, like Chachi and Joni.
Cause she's the cheese and I'm the macaroni. So why all the fight? Why all the fuss? Cause I ain't got no death. Yeah, you know I'm getting silly. Got a grandma, he's still in a grandma chili. I'm the grand royal prince and I'm also a member. Born on the cusp in the month of November. I do the patty tongue in the case you don't remember. Well, I freak a fucking beat like the sugar's in a blender.
Tell every right from wrong. I don't think I slay. Do I play like I'm hard, but I'ma jive the lane like I was ever benign.
And I've been working on my game. Cause life is taxing.
Gotta get it together and see what's happening.
Get it together.
Wait a minute.
Want to, like my name was Biz Mark, but I had to do the shit. Just let me embark on the lyric on the noun and the verb. Let me kick the shit off, cause no, I'm not the herb.
Well, it's not the herb, but the spice with the flavor. Just fade out the mood with the funk for your dairy air. Yeah. Well, we're on the topic, yes. I like to mention when it comes to morning. Woo, I'm representing.
Space and zone in, talking on the phone in. My brain is roaming, I don't know where it's going. Talking lots of shit, a little tweaking on the weekend. What? Gotta get on by the rings, cause I know that I'm freaking.
Well, I'm a funky stubborn, I'm a Scorpio. And when I got the flow, I'm doctor on the go. So Q-tip, but you want the mic for?
Because I had to talk about the times when I rhyme. And when the MCs come in my face, I'm like Mace. Because I back them off with the quills. Because I had to tell you, nigga, because I keep it under frills. Rest of 191116th Ave off of Farmers Boulevard.
Yeah, Boulevard. But I'm from Manhattan, MCA's from Brooklyn. Yeah, MCA, you should be cooking.
Ray Mantis on the court and I can't be beat. With your tip, what's the set with your boots on your feet?
Got the timbals on the toes and this is how it goes. Oh, 1-2, oh my god.
1-2, oh my god. I got some shit, I got the kung fu flip behind my green trap kid. Never ever ever smoking crack.
Never ever ever fucking whack. I eat the fucking pineapple now, my latest. Listen to me now, don't listen to me later. Fuck it, cause I know I didn't make it fucking mine for real. But yo, technically, I'm as hard as steel.
Gonna get it together, watch it. Gonna get it together, my bell.
Like my bell, I got the ill communication. My bell, got the ill communication. My bell, got the ill communication. My bell, got the ill communication. My bell. Keep it on and on and on and on.
You buy it. If a woman would like her lover or her husband to love her, in Balkan, she will take a small fish and insert in her vagina and leave it there over the night. When the fish die in the morning, she will take fish out, then she will make a powder of it and mix it with the coffee and give to her husband or her lover in the morning. That was believed that if he drink this coffee, he will never leave her.
Don't think it's running out.
Try to spread my wings.
All you do is bring me down.
Baby, take a seat.
Why tell you about yourself?
It's clear you don't know. Let me introduce myself.
Debbie's daughter of cool. They started acting out.
Try to make me the fool.
Now turn to get around.
You've been towing the line.
It's down and down.
My heart is in the toy.
This is Tufts Band, the American Symphony of Soul, behind us. They got a show with Bad and Blue, another Tufts Band, next Wednesday night in Alston. 21 and up, so if you are of legal age, or you can be of legal age, check that out. Alright, that about does us for the night.
We're signing off, it's 1:55 a.m.
You've been listening to Cool Like the Head. I'm Bobby Familia.
I'm Jonathan Carbud. Have a good one.
Yeah. Have a good week. See you next Thursday.
Don't dip your hands in soap.
Or do.
It's clear you don't know. Let me introduce myself.
If it comes now, now.